Welcome to the Tell Us Something podcast. I'm Mark Moss, your host. Tell Us Something seeks to celebrate the craft of live storytelling. The Missoula community comes together for a night of shared stories told live, focused on a theme. Tell Us Something is a quarterly event. Everyone has a story. What's yours? This quarter's Tell Us Something was recorded on May 29th, 2012 at the Top Hat and features 9 storytellers telling a story based upon the theme, I Got Lucky. This week's story comes to us from Dawn Anderson and is titled North to Alaska. Thank you for listening.
Hi. In the fall of 2004, I moved into a house on Cooper Street. The house is lovely. It's got a kick-ass front porch, as Mark mentioned, a huge yard, plenty of space to garden, and bright colored walls. I love it there. And the neighbors around the neighborhood is wonderful. So the neighbors have become my best friends, and I've met lots of wonderful people through them. The first fall I was there, one of the first people I met was a girl called Sarah. She was coming back from spending a season in Seward, Alaska, where she spent the last 7 seasons and talked about how the sun never sets and there are all kinds of handsome men and you make tons and tons of money for just showing up and pouring beer or serving food or whatever it is that you want to do there. And so my best friend Mike and I decided that that's where we would go. We're going to Seward, Alaska. We spent the winter daydreaming about how we'd be fine just living in a tent for the summer. We didn't need a place to live. We didn't need a shower. We didn't need a job set up. We would just go. We would find a car and we would drive there, and that's where we would make our home for the summer. And Mike bought a car for us to drive, a 97 Subaru Outback, which was less than 10 years old at the time. And he flew up there in the springtime and checked it out, and it was indeed a place that we wanted to go, he said. It was lovely, and there were jobs to be had, and we would fit in well there. So we're going to go. And it came down to the time. We quit our jobs. We sublet our rooms. We said goodbye to our other roommate, Nick, who was pissed that we were leaving, but supportive, and made us a mixtape. The mixtape, I forget what it was called, but one side was called Eaten Alive by Grizzly Bears. The other side was called Fucked in the Ass by Eskimos. He wanted us to have jams, but he didn't want to be that encouraging. So the time came, and we loaded the car and had tents and sleeping bags and a little bit of food and hit the road. And it was a beautiful morning at Mike's insistence. We left at 6 or something and got just 100 miles up the road before the car started to get really hot, according to the gauge. And so we pulled over and opened the hood, and the engine didn't feel hot. And so we decided to keep going, and we got to Kalispell and pulled over again and called the Subaru dealership there, talked to them. And I don't really remember what the dealer said, but in retrospect, I think it might have been less encouraging than we took it as. I think he said something about how thermostats or I don't know anything about cars, clearly, but things will stick. And if the engine doesn't feel hot, go ahead and go, is what we interpreted it as. So we went and got another 100 miles up the road before the car got really, it said, hot again. And so we pulled over again and waited, and the engine didn't feel hot. So we kept going. And just past East Glacier, the car stopped working. It just stopped. Seized up. There's some white smoke coming out of the back of it, and we couldn't get it to start at all. And from there, it gets a little blurry for me. I know that we took a tow truck to Browning. I know that we were in the worst hotel room imaginable, and I know that they told us there was no chance we were driving Mike's brand new car out of Browning. So we mourned a little. Well, first, we decided to look at our resources and decide how we were going to get to Alaska anyway. There was no choice. We were going to Alaska. Our intentions had been set, and that's what we were doing. There was no other option. But as we looked at our resources, we realized quickly that there was no longer an option at all. And it was so sad because it was so humiliating. We had a huge goodbye party and quit our jobs and sublet our rooms and told everybody that this is what we were doing. We were moving to Alaska for the summer and going to come back with a million stories. And all of a sudden, we didn't have any stories, and we had nothing but failure within 4 hours of leaving the city limits. But we started making phone calls, and our friends rallied, and we got a vehicle and a trailer and friends who were willing to come get us, and we came home. And our roommate Nick, who wasn't ever very excited that we were leaving, had a welcome home banner hung from the front door to try and rub that in a little. But what ended up happening is that I had the best summer I'd ever had in my life and still live on Cooper Street. And this will be the 8th best summer in a row. So, and I should mention that we were heading to Alaska with combined less than $1,000 probably. And Mike didn't even have a passport, which at the time we got into Canada probably easy, but getting back to Alaska was probably a toss up. We didn't know. So I just came home and I feel really lucky. Thank you.
Tell Us Something is brought to you by the bookstore at the University of Montana and the Top Hat Lounge. Tell Us Something would like to thank the bookstore at the University of Montana, a local bookstore serving the students, staff, and faculty of the University of Montana, as well as the general Missoula community. More at montanabookstore.com. The Top Hat Lounge, regularly bringing Missoula great live music. More at tophatmissoula.com. Fact and Fiction, where books, authors, ideas, and readers interact. More at factandfictionbooks.com. Garage Tees, screen printing, t-shirts, and more. Montana is for badasses. Find them at garagetees.com. Josh Quick, illustration and design. More at quickjosh.com. Rock and Rudy's, your source for funky gifts, cards, and music. Rock and Rudy's, great people, great music. More at rockandrudies.com. Thanks to Cash for Junkers, who provided the music for the podcast. They have new music up on their site. Find them at cashforjunkersmusic.com. The next Tell Us Something is scheduled for October 9th at the Top Hat. The theme is forgiveness. Find us on twitter.com/PSSTTELLUS. twitter.com/tellus. And at Facebook, at facebook.com/tellussomething, and at tellussomething.org. Tell Us Something is a quarterly event. Everyone has a story. What's yours?